Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Chaf Dalet, chapter 24, the final Perek of Sefer Shmuel B. So this Perek begins in a most fascinating way. We're told that Hashem is angry at the Jewish people, and Rashi and others explain that he isn't sure what they did wrong, but God is upset with us. And more interestingly, David is sort of led by Hashem to do something wrong, which will result in the death of many people. And so David is told to go take a census of the Jewish nation. So he sends out word to do this, and Yoav asks why. Why is this necessary? But David is insistent, and the counters come back 9 months and 20 days later, and Yoav tells David that in Israel there were 800,000 soldiers, and in Yehuda there were 500,000 men. And after the census is over, David realizes that he did something very wrong by counting the people. David then asks Hashem for forgiveness, but David is given a message through God, the Navi, and Hashem says basically that I have three things that I'm going to give you a choice from. You choose which punishment you want, and Hashem will bring that one upon you. And so the three options were 7 years of famine, number two, fleeing from the enemies for 3 months, in other words, having to be chased for 3 months, and number three would be having 3 days of a plague. And David says that he doesn't want to fall into the hands of man, so Hashem ends up bringing a plague to the Jewish people, and 70,000 people die until the angel that was bringing the plague comes to Yerushalayim, and Hashem tells the angel at that point to stop the plague. But David simultaneously felt terribly guilty and said that he deserves to be punished. And God comes to David the same day and says to him to set up a mizbeach at the house of Aravna. Who in the world is Aravna? Well, it seems like this is the place where the future Beis HaMikdash will, God willing, stand. And so he says to him that he wants to buy his property and some animals so that he could bring some korbanos to Hashem. And so he buys the property from Aravna, and the plague stops. And that brings us to the conclusion of Sefer Shmuel Beis. And next time we'll continue with Sefer Melachim. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.